Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Thomas Jefferson, King George III, Joey Devine, Hercules Mulligan, Eliza Schuyler, Sean Keane, the Marquis de Lafayette, Aaron Burr, Patreons, Elliot Runberg, thank you Elliot, Laurent Cassol, merci Laurent, Della Mucca, thank you Della Mucca, musical guest, Damian Lillard, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are back with a brand new episode. And I've got to say, real quick, Sean, before we get started, do you want to apologize for signing the Harper's letter?
You know what? I'm not going to apologize for signing the Harper's letter. People have been too quick to try to cancel Round Ball Rock, I got to say. First of all, just because we talk about the wizarding world of Harry Potter does not mean that we share J.K. Rowling's beliefs.
We believe that wizards are real and she does not, right?
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And, wizards are real. You're a muggle by birth. You're stuck there. Come on.
Yeah.
I honestly think that, yeah, it's a social construct, the muggle wizard divide. Also, Noam Chomsky, friend of the pod, regular listener. we pretty much support him in a lot of different areas. And of course, our good friend, Scout with Brian's favorite commentator on
Don't
the New York Times opinion page. He's a Barry Weiss fan, and I think it's great.
He's like Candyman.
She and Brent Slamson used to date, actually.
He's like Candyman. If you say his name one more time, he's going to appear on the show and yell at us.
Again, Brett Slamson tells us that Barry Weiss is very smart and he said a veritable tiger in the lovemaking sack. So, I mean, take that as you will, but we support these guys. Don't ever be mean to a famous person.
Yeah. Speaking of cancellations, Sean, have in the last 4 minutes since we've been recording, have any of your favorite athletes said that the Jews control the universe and Hitler was right? Because that's been happening to me a lot today.
Yeah, and it's actually it's athletes that I've generally enjoyed watching, and maybe I guess I wasn't expecting DeSean Jackson to as enthusiastically misquote Hitler. That's a weird thing to say.
What about Steven Jackson today on Instagram Live talking about how the Rothschilds own all the banks and are trying to...
I didn't know he had like quadrupled down.
Yeah.
He is going to get fired.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get fired.
I mean, there's... He definitely was keeping it 100, but he was also keeping it very anti-Semitic. He was...
Yeah, not good. I just hope
it's I don't really know where this is coming from.
I mean, I have a theory. Instagram, it's like the Kyrie Irving flat earth thing. It's like when people do quote unquote research, it's easy to do the wrong quote unquote research. And maybe if the research you're doing lands on very clearly anti-Semitic things, you should learn know you're doing the wrong quote unquote research.
Yeah, it's I think there is a phenomenon where people research on Instagram, on YouTube, the Joe Rogan podcast, a lot of things that are not giving you factual information all the time,
including Round Ball Rock. We do not always give factual information.
we got Bill Simmons's alma mater wrong. I said I thought the Cleveland Cavaliers had a shot at the playoffs last season.
That's just
the worst
hope.
I've made on the show.
Look, as someone who whose favorite his previous favorite Golden State Warrior ever once said a bunch of not great things about gay people in the early 2000s.
Oh right,
Tim
yes.
Hardaway. I only hope that Steven Jackson and DeSean Jackson can maybe take the Tim Hardaway route here, where then they become actual incredible allies to the thing that they were wrong about. Put Tim Hardaway in the Hall of Fame.
He really does deserve it.
Yeah, he deserved it before, and then he also owned up to his mistake and now works exclusively with GLAAD to help further the cause of gay people. Which is,
and that's
tight.
Why you can never cancel a celebrity.
Sean, before we get started, we have some business, of course, as always. If you're listening to the show and you enjoy it, please give us 5-star reviews on iTunes or whatever pod program you're using. I assume they let you give 5 stars there, but. Only 5 stars, because that's the only option iTunes has for some reason with our show. We're millennials. Everybody gets a trophy, and everybody gets 5 stars. That's we're snowflakes. Patreon.com/roundrockpod if you would like to get an extra episode pretty much every week. We haven't been super, but you get extra episodes, you get buttons, join our Discord, where that's incredibly active. We were roasting some really bad looking food in there last night. And email us at roundrockpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at roundrockpod. Call us on the phone at the number embedded in the podcast description. But we have big news, Sean.
Yes.
We sell merch now.
It's what we do.
Yep. We have a TeePublic store. We have a lot of great designs. Everything is on sale until Friday. So if you're going to buy a t-shirt, buy them now. We also, of course, not just t-shirts, there's also hoodies, totes, COVID-19 masks, which you are, I heard now in Atlanta, you are actually legally obligated to wear a round ball rock mask. Not just any mask, it has to be a round ball rock one. So get your fucking masks at our TeePublic store, which we've linked, if you use the link in the description of the podcast or pinned on our Twitter page, we make a little bit more money. So please use that. Yeah. Sean, do you have a favorite design that we're selling in our TeePublic store?
Well, I ordered four items.
Sick. Thank you. I won't be giving you your portion of the money on those four items, so thank you.
So I got a Slammed Up t-shirt.
Awesome.
To support Brett and Randy.
Mm-hmm.
I also
did you buy the Grateful Dead shirt?
What's up?
Did you buy the Grateful Dead shirt?
I got the Grateful Dead logo on a mask.
Tight.
I got the outline of us on a t-shirt.
Yeah, you can. Look, I don't know. If you're my mom or Sean, you can 100% buy a shirt, a tote bag, or a mask that has a giant drawing of our faces on it.
I've kind of always wanted to wear a t-shirt of my own face anyway. Mm-hmm. I've worn t-shirts of other people's faces, but it's time to get serious. I also got a long sleeve tee with the alternate round ball rock logo.
Nice. Yeah, you can get our logo.
A long sleeve tee.
There's an alternate logo. And more importantly, look. 10 years ago, you think, Sean? Is that how long ago this was? When were these shows on? Hold on.
It was quite some time. I'll look it up. One of them was on again.
2011.
People are always surprised by this. Yeah.
I'm gonna say it was 2011 probably.
It premiered in July of 2010. Yeah.
I dreamed a t-shirt. And I've been talking about this t-shirt for almost 9 years, and finally, we've made it happen. It is, of course, our TNT... Nope, sorry, can't say TNT. It's our We Know Drama shirt. There are four options, actually, and it's an ampersand shirt. One says Rizzoli and Isles and Franklin and Bash, and the other one, of course, says Rizzoli and Isles and Franklin and Bash and the Lash Ship. So,
starring
our
friend
Eric
of the
Dane.
Pod, yeah. Eric Dane,
produced by Michael Bay. But also, he probably Michael Bay signed the Harper's Letter, right? So please, if you feel like repping us horde in your neighborhood, buy some merch. It will help us, and Patreon.com/RoundRockPod, TeePublic. Store Round Ball Rock. Sean, should we get to the news?
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean. Our first story in the news is, NBA players have really been, let's just say, on our side about the bubble the last few days.
we again were right.
No one wants to play. Everyone is...
It's become very clear.
Rudy Gay gave, I think, the saddest quote I've ever heard an NBA player give about anything concerning the bubble. A reporter asked him, what are you going to bring your child home from Disney World? And he said, hopefully a healthy father. Jason Tatum said he didn't want to play. lots of NBA players are just straight up saying, we don't want to do this, but we are. And that was before what happened last night. Sean, do you want to explain something we all learned about the bubble last night?
So we get a picture. It was Troy Daniels who posted it, right?
Well, Troy Daniels posted one that was a tray that was basically just snacks and said, this is my dinner, question mark.
Yeah, so I'm going to describe this. It's laid out in, I mean, it looks like it's a thing of strawberries, some Stacy's pita chips, a fairly sad salad. And then, like, it looks worse because of how hygienically it is all wrapped. But there's, like, a sad roll. And then a bunch of, like, individual condiments in little plastic things.
Yeah, you know what it is? This is the snack they serve on an international flight.
Absolutely, that's what this is. That's right.
That is what this is. It's a, you are eating airplane food for dinner. And not the entree. The this is literally the snack that United Airlines throws in your face when you're flying to London economy.
Right. And it's all, I mean, the impression I got from it is that this food has maybe traveled a really long distance or has been in a refrigerator for a really long time.
Oh, it's definitely cold. That roll looks cold. Like, not room temperature, cold.
Yeah, like cold. Like, the plastic is sticking to it a little bit.
Yeah, like
as
it
if
just came out of the industrial cooler.
None of the condiments look at all appealing. And so we did see some extra.
So
food.
Then what happened is people were like, don't worry, this is not the entree. Here's the entree, and linked to Chris Choiza's. And it also looked like airplane food.
Yeah, like this
it
is.
It was like an unseasoned chicken breast laid on top of a grilled piece of fish, no sauce anywhere.
There's like a ice cream scoop of hummus, maybe.
No, that's mashed potatoes, dude. Definitely mashed potatoes. Then
Jesus.
Some boiled penne that is clearly just stuck together in a cup with no sauce on it, with the sauce on the side, and then another salad that is the salad they served Troy Daniels, but with the stuff on it this time, like the leaves and the watermelon on top.
It doesn't. No, I would just say, despite the quality of the food, like, it looks sad. It looks like some fire festival stuff, really.
I actually want to defend
it's better
Disneyland
than the
here. It's better than the fire festival.
Sorry, the MLS food looked exactly
yes.
Like,
yeah.
But doesn't it not seem like enough calories, Joey?
I'm gonna read the menu they served. We haven't done that yet, too, because Troy Daniels actually posted the menu of what they were serving, which again is going to sound better than it is, because all this shit always sounds better. So, Tuesday, July 7th, 2020, dinner. Fresh garden greens, arugula, watermelon, pickled red onions, goat cheese with raspberry vinaigrette, tomato and mozzarella caprese salad, Italian grilled chicken with natural jus, white fish with tomato and dill topping, Parmesan polenta with sun-dried tomatoes, and pasta with impossible bolognese sauce, roasted summer vegetables. Now, in any picture we've seen, I've seen no vegetables and no sauces.
No.
And I guess I was wrong. That was polenta, not mashed potatoes, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Also, have not seen the tomato and mozzarella caprese salad. I guess they ran out.
Now, I'm not exactly sure how this works, but aren't play so I think there is going to be some extreme tiers with this bubble food, because I believe a player is allowed to have a personal chef sending things in from outside the bubble. But if you are in the middle to lower class of the NBA players in the bubble, you are stuck with the resort food. Because it looked like LeBron. Was it LeBron?
No. Well, that I was going to get to that. So okay. Kyle Kuzma did, I think, the funniest thing an NBA player has done this year. And trolled all of NBA Twitter by posting pictures of, like, beautiful food on plates. Like, it's, like, great-looking sushi. And said, this is what the Lakers are eating for dinner tonight. And then everyone lost their fucking minds and was like, LeBron's getting special treatment! LeBron's getting special treatment! But the Lakers are not in Orlando yet.
Yeah, we're like from the kitchen just of his regular house.
Yeah. No, he was clearly at... And then LeBron, of course, had... It was Taco Tuesday yesterday, so LeBron also posted pictures of, again, tacos that look better than this dinner, but look, LeBron's tacos never look very good, let's be honest.
They're not the best.
In Los Angeles, LeBron has yet to find a taco that is a real Mexican taco to take a picture of.
Also, can I read a very surprising tweet that I did not expect while looking at LeBron's timeline today? Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome to the Beats family, at Bubba Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
So we should also mention that Mark Stein, while all this was going on, tweeted, food in the NBA bubble changes after quarantines are completed. Player meals won't look like airline trays after the first 48 hours. And Donovan Mitchell, who, again, we've been hard on this podcast, let's be honest, quote tweeted it with a very funny tweet that just said, how you know, and three laughing crying emojis.
I really feel like, look, we do make fun of Donovan Mitchell a lot on this podcast. I am extremely sympathetic to everything that has happened to Donovan Mitchell since the beginning.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
getting the coronavirus from a fairly. Don't you think Rudy Gobert is probably a jerk? Can we say
absolutely?
That?
Yeah.
And then, like, he's just been so. Look, he's been very small market energied in Utah. He has adopted a lot of the mentality of the fans, the underdogs, the persecution complex. And then the fans just exposed how incredibly racist they are.
Yeah.
For the past 2 months. And it's just got to be, like, disappointed at all sides. And then... You can't even eat decent food. You know what I mean? Like this season's a wash for the Utah Jazz. They really thought they were going to do something in the playoffs. Boyan's out.
Well, to be fair, their GM, Dennis Lindsay, today said Mike Conley is the best he's looked in years. Looks the best he's looked in years.
I mean, in a way, that's possibly acknowledging that Mike Conley has not been very good at all for the past 2+ years, right. I would say. Is that fair? Three years? Again, we are contractually obligated to say that he's the best NBA player of all time who's never made an All-Star game and never will.
Yeah. I mean,
we weren't obligated to say that last thing, but. No.
In fact, I don't actually believe it. Like, I get that, sure, he's the best player who never made an All-Star game, technically. But in my heart, Josh Smith from, like, 2003 to 2006 is the best player that's never made an All-Star game.
I bet there's somebody back in the day too. Anthony Randolph.
I mean, look, Anthony Randolph is the best player that never won an MVP. So he's there.
he's a champion. He's won the Euro League and he's won the Euro Cup. So, I mean, take that, haters, right?
Mm-hmm. Sean, should we talk about, should we just mention real quick, fuck Kelly Loeffler? Before her WNBA shit. Get her out! We don't normally. I mean,
she has not even been a senator that long.
Yeah.
And she's done so much insider trading. Again, colluding with her husband, the CEO of the New York Stock Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a racist.
Yeah. The fact that she wrote a letter to the WNBA saying that she wants the WNBA to wear American flags instead of Black Lives Matter shit is insane.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, you know, it's first of all, Kelly Loeffler needs to cut her fucking hair. Mm-hmm. She looks like one of those people who is performatively growing her hair out and not washing it, and it looks dirty, Kelly Loeffler. Got shit in your hair. Anyway,
she shouldn't own a WNBA team. Let's move on. Patty Mills.
Be in jail.
Yeah.
Be in jail. Right. But if anyone's in jail.
Abolish prison, but except for Kelly Loeffler.
Except for Kelly Loeffler.
All right.
And
Patty Mills is donating all of his bubble pay to Black Lives Matter charities. It's a little more than $1 million.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Good job, Patty Mills.
That's a big donation.
I love
donation.
Patty Mills.
Love them. I see Patty Mills' in-laws every day.
Mm-hmm.
They're very nice.
Sean, should we cover what jerseys people are wearing so far?
Yeah, let's do it.
There's only one person we really want to talk about, but what I will say is if you're wearing vote on your jersey, you're a fucking cop. That's right. I said it.
Mo
Wagner, you're a cop.
Look, I mean, yeah. I mean, look, anybody that wasn't born in America, I'm kind of like, you know, I kind of understand it's not really your fight, but so like, well, Wagner, like, I don't know. Look, I don't love it.
He went to school in Michigan.
College. I'm just saying, like, he is a German man. He does not need to, like, look, fair for Mo Wagner. But just because I could see that as being one where he is like, I don't really know what I'm talking about here.
Okay, are you going to explain why Matisse Thybulle's not a cop then, too? Because he's also wearing vote.
Nope. Thybulle, you got no excuse. Vote is just like, what are we pretending here? that's what was stopping minorities from voting. Not enough inspiration from the leaders. It's not the systemic voter suppression that is suddenly legal in America. It's not that, you know, you'll have one polling place for 500,000 residents in a southern state. No, it's that not enough people in the media are saying that voting is a good idea.
Great job,
Matisse Thybulle.
Rudy Gobert is wearing equality. Yusuf Nurkic is wearing equality. Pat Connaughton is wearing equality. Myers Leonard is wearing equality.
Equality is a white guy trying to choose something safe, mm-hmm. I think. But why can't you just wear Black Lives Matter?
I mean, we should also say Rudy Gobert and Yusuf Nurkic are also not white.
That's true. Well, I mean, Yusuf Nurkic is also not black. I mean, he's.
Yes. Of course.
He's Bosnian. No, I do think that people from out of Europe, it is different. But it does, equality does seem to be like the free space in Bingo. It is not taking a stand.
Right.
And I mean, I will say that Yusuf Nurkic, I may have mischaracterized him as wearing an anti-Serbian hate shirt during the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He did wear a shirt with the names of some Bosnian war heroes who killed a lot of Serbians, including civilians, last year during the playoffs. So I'm going to say he is not the greatest advocate for equality that the mm-hmm. NBA has seen, at least not equality between different former Yugoslav republics.
As for Rudy Gobert, good job not choosing respect us. All right.
I would have actually respected him more if he had respect us. Like, lean into the troll. Still, like, don't wash your hands even now. You've already had coronavirus.
Enes Kanter, Marvin Bagley, and Aaron Gordon are wearing Freedom.
I mean, Aaron Gordon is definitely talking about, Freedom
Orlando
from
Magic. From the DeVos family.
Enes Kanter is probably talking about libertarianism.
I think Enes Kanter is talking about, didn't the Clintons make him sign the Harper's letter? Isn't that actually what that's about?
Freedom from cancel culture. Enes Kanter's now going to be addressing every single one of his tweets to a hidden list of replies.
Actually, I think it's about Ghislaine Maxwell. He's wearing Freedom for the Clintons.
Get her free. Get her out of there.
Zach Collins wearing Black Lives Matter, proving that if you're from Vegas and a white guy, you're a real one.
Good job, Zach Collins, man.
Yeah. Damian Lillard wearing how many more? Good job, that's Damian cool, Lillard. That's a woke-ass Oakland choice. And now let's talk about some fucking nerds. Kent Bazemore and CJ McCollum both wearing education reform.
That one's not the strongest slogan. And also, what exactly does that mean? I get that you can certainly defend it and say that obviously the history curriculum that people get in American public schools is very lacking, but it just seems like a fairly toothless sentiment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just a nerd ass thing to put on a basketball jersey.
All of these sentiments are toothless.
You know what this is? This is somebody wearing one of those varsity jackets with their academic letter on it,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, within the rules, but you know what I'm saying. He has to wear a bow tie on the court too, right?
Yeah. Sean, do you want to run through what's happened to the Nets in the last week?
Yeah, it's crazy. They, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant were basically never going to play in the bubble. I think there was maybe an outside shot that Kyrie would do it, but once it became... that was not really ever possible. And then DeAndre Jordan got a positive COVID test. He opted out. I'm sorry. Wilson Chandler had already opted out out of concern for his family, and he has, I think his grandma's 87 or something like that. He opted out of concern for his family. Also, Wilson Chandler is a very woke-ass basketball player. Then DeAndre Jordan tested positive for COVID. He's out of the bubble. Spencer Dinwiddie tested positive and appeared to get fairly sick. I don't want to commit any HIPAA violations on this podcast. And then Taurean Prince very recently tested positive for COVID, and the team basically just decided he didn't have enough time to ramp up his practicing because of his mandatory quarantine. And so that's six Nets that are out. Their current starting lineup is the aforementioned Chris Chioza. Is that how you say it? Chioza? Sure. I mean,
who I didn't even know was on the Nets until like yesterday. I really thought he was still on the Rockets, and then I was like, wait, he's on the Wizards, and then I was like, nope, he's on the Nets.
Yeah, I think he was. He joined their G League team in February. He's the starting point guard now. Caris LeVert, Joe Harris, Rodion Skurucs, and Jared Allen.
Oh, Rodion's a terrible person. Just terrible, a truly bad guy.
He's a bad guy. Somehow, Garrett Temple is still not on the second team in the official depth chart.
Is my man Dosnan Musa on the second team?
He is the backup. He is currently Rodion's backup.
Apparently. They should start him at point guard. Or LeVert at point guard and start Musa. Let's see Musa in there, baby.
They loved him at Summer League. Tyler Johnson appears to be the sixth man right now.
Cool.
What a team. And this is going to be a playoff team because, well, A, they're in seventh place, and I don't think the Washington Wizards are going to catch them now that Davis Bertans and Bradley Beal will be out.
Cool. Glad we're bringing all these teams.
I mean, there's something kind of – I kind of love it. I have to say, I know it's like anti-competitive and you should try to make the playoffs, but there's something so funny to me about these teams just being like, yeah, nope. Because the Wizards will be running out Shabazz Napier, Troy Brown Jr., Jerome Robinson, Rui Hachimura, and Thomas Bryant with Mr. I've already forgot what's on the back of his jersey. Mo Wagner,
sixth man
of the bubble candidate.
Yeah, vote. He had vote on his. Vote. He has vote on his jersey.
The
vote
man himself, Mo Wagner, which is. It is a team that is going to give serious run to Gary Payton's son this year, and we might get to see Agnes Pasechnik.
Yeah, he's good. I know he's not. All right, Alvin Gentry, congratulations! You can go into the petri dish apparently, even though you're 70 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, New Orleans, the master. The man who's in charge of all great defenses, Jeff Bizdelic, however, cannot.
It's a tough day.
I wonder if the Rockets are going to blame their defense on being bad, even though he doesn't coach for them anymore. All right.
His good friend Mike D'Antoni still not cleared for the bubble, by the way. I don't see how they can't clear him, but at the same time, they haven't yet.
Right.
So I am worried that, PJ Tucker is going to have to coach this team and play 48 minutes a game at center. But, you know, he's going to look great while he does it. So he's the coach, right? If there's a player coach, it's got to be Tucker. Maybe Tyson Chandler. Would he coach the team? Who's going to coach the team, Joey? Daryl? Can Daryl coach the team himself?
I mean, maybe, yeah, PJ Tucker, right? That's got to be the answer.
I think it's PJ. I don't think you can have Eric Gordon coach the team. It can't be Harden or Westbrook. I don't think Covington is the right choice. It's Tillman or PJ. Those
Sean,
are the coaches.
Let's move on to what should have been our top story, though. We
oh,
forgot.
Yeah, sorry.
Brooke Lopez this week. Friend of the show, co-host of the show, right? Brooke Lopez said to Tim Reynolds about he's the NBA's biggest Disney fan, of course, said, quote, we'll see how long Adam Silver can keep Robin and I from going to the park, meaning they're gonna sneak out of the bubble to get into the theme park. And that made us put up the Lopez brothers signal, which luckily they wanted to review Hamilton anyway. So should we get to Brooke and Robin?
Please.
Here they are, the NBA's biggest Disney fans, the biggest comic book fans, the biggest movie fans. Here are Brooke and Robin Lopez.
Brooke and Robin Lopez at the movies. Twin brothers in who?
and fandom. DC versus Marvel. Offense versus defense. Nerds who are jocks. Post-ops versus hard screens. Jocks who are nerds. Cain versus Abel. The Snyder Cut. Take it away, Brooke. Or Robin. I'm not really sure who is who.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, Brooke.
So, it's been a big weekend for our favorite men. Us.
Because
we got to watch the world premiere on Disney Plus. We spent all day in Independence Day charging up for it. We saw it. We've watched Hamilton. Should we get into it?
Let's do it.
All right. Hamilton is the story of America, then, told by America Now, featuring a score that blends hip-hop, jazz, R&B, and show tunes. Hamilton has taken the story of American founding father Alexander Hamilton and created a revolutionary moment in theater, a musical that has had profound impact on culture, politics, and education. Captured at the Richard Robert Rogers Theater on Broadway in June 2016, the film transports its audience into the world of the Broadway show in a uniquely intimate way. Starring David Diggs from my favorite show, Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, he's great.
Wait, sorry. I read the wrong thing. Directed by...
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
You're already dishonoring Lum.
Directed by Thomas Kail, who's directed episodes of my favorite show, Two Broke Girls.
Oh.
And the Oprah Winfrey Oscar special. Starring David Diggs from the voice of Sebastian the Crab in the upcoming hotly anticipated Little Mermaid movie.
Finally.
Also starring Renee Elise Goldsberry from one of my favorite movies, The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
That's great.
It's so good.
I always think of her as Geneva Pine from The Good Wife.
Also starring Jonathan Groff, who is, of course, Kristoff from Frozen and Frozen 2. And also Kristoff from Kingdom Hearts 3. And also Kristoff from Olaf's Frozen Adventure.
That's all and really good
also
stuff.
Also Kristoff and Sven in Lego Frozen Northern Lights.
Wow. I also watched him for half an episode of Mindhunter before I got too scared.
Yeah, that was scary. We couldn't watch that. Also starring, of course, Chris Jackson from Bull. A show that was on for 4 years and I don't know what it was.
He's a jury consultant who sexually harasses his cast members on the show.
Oh, cool. Very fun. Love Bull.
So... yeah, he's also a cast member from The Good Wife, my very favorite CBS drama.
Also, of course, starring Jasmine Cephas Jones, who is, of course, known for, I guess, Marriage Story.
I really like her work in Blue Bloods.
Mm-hmm, I knew you'd like that. You're a big CBS fan.
Look, sometimes I fall asleep after watching the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love the movie Dog Days. I think it's my favorite Ken Marino directorial effort.
Okay, also starring Leslie Odom Jr. from Red Tails.
Yeah.
Love Red Tails.
It was like Star Wars, but in the real, world, I guess. Mm-hmm. Boy, I could have phrased that better.
And then, of course... also, introducing Lin-Manuel Miranda, a man who no one had ever heard of before until he wrote the songs from Moana. And then Broadway was like, we need to get this man a show.
Right.
And so he started Hamilton.
It was really good. I mean, he basically was so good at capturing the spirit of that island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was truly incredible.
That they were like, he needs to capture the spirit of America live in on stage.
He was really incredible, too. I just kept thinking, it was hard for me to reconcile. I'll be honest, I watched a lot of the musical thinking, wait, what is Jack from Mary Poppins Returns doing in a tri-cornered hat without his distinctive newsboy cap?
What is the writer of Leto Hay, the song from Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, doing in this in old times?
I have to say, I cried at that song from The Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. He knows how to write a song. Anyway, I do think it was distracting that not Dick Van Dyke was playing Alexander Hamilton in this movie.
But I did love him. I mean, at the same time, I thought it made me rethink Gizmo Duck, a.k.a. Fenton Crackshell Cabrera, from the DuckTales reboot, because I thought that's a founding father with a lot of ingenuity.
All right, Robin.
Hey, did you know he made a cameo appearance as a resistance trooper in The Rise of Skywalker?
Of course, you idiot. You didn't?
I did.
Oh, you were
totally
testing me?
That. I was just testing you because sometimes I think you don't really respect the things that happen on the desert planet Passana in that film.
Excuse me? That's when Chewbacca almost dies. I respect every freaking second.
Yeah, that's true. You're actually a very big advocate for the conservation of the Aki Aki species.
Mm-hmm. If they would let me wear that on the back of my jersey, I would wear it. But instead, I'm wearing group economics.
Yeah. I'm wearing veto because I got him to switch the letters around from vote. I believe in the line item veto, Brooke.
I believe it. So, Robin, what did you think of Hamilton?
All right. Well, I'll be honest. At first, when I saw him in the tri-cornered hat...
Wait, let me talk first. I loved it.
You talk first.
I loved it so much. It's so good. I don't know... I didn't know so much about history, but I love it so much. It's so good.
It was really good.
The singing, the pageantry, the songs, the love, the hate...
Uh-huh.
It's so good. I could watch any minute of it. The only musical it's not better than is, of course, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. Because I saw a man playing Green Goblin break both his legs while watching that live.
Well, remember, we've never actually seen it on Broadway, even though we were both in New York a long time. Mm-hmm. Because each of us saw previews of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark 80 to 90 times.
What can I say? I love watching actors hurt themselves by falling from wires.
I just really never got into the music of U2 until I heard the libretto of Spider-Man Turn Off
what?
The Dark.
I got into them when they put their album on when they gave me a special gift by putting that album on my phone.
Oh, you know I'm a droid man, Brooke.
I do. You're always talking about jailbreaking it.
I love to jailbreak it. It reminds me of that scene in The Last Jedi when they ride the magic space horses and break out of Benicio del Toro's prison. But also, I guess I got kind of into U2 when I heard the song they made for Batman Forever. I just didn't realize they were a band. I thought they were a cartoon band like Gorillaz after seeing that video.
Mm-hmm.
What are the guys from Gorillaz doing now? Are they trapped like the guy from the Aha video? My second greatest nightmare, to be stuck in the pages of a comic strip?
What? That's my dream! That's
well,
your
it's my
nightmare?
Third biggest fantasy and my second biggest nightmare. I don't want anyone to crumple it up and hurt me.
To be in a comic book? Which comic book would you get stuck in if you could be stuck in any comic book?
Batman Year One. What about you?
Archie.
oh yeah, would you be one of the characters, or would you be someone that really finally put Moose in his place?
You know what? No, not Archie. Not Archie. This is too hard. Not Archie. I want to be in, Archie's my second choice. I want to be in Richie Rich. I want to be friends with Richie Rich, but not be Richie Rich.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on Richie Rich. Heavy is the hand that wears the golden baseball cap.
Yeah.
I have a secondary choice.
What is
Groot
it?
Groot the Wanderer. Mm.
I wouldn't mind being in Marvel What If?
Ooh.
Because there's so much wild going on, you know? Like, imagine all the what if stuff you could get into. Like,
I want to be
what
in the
if the Marvel bullpen was the Fantastic Four?
Look out, everybody. Here comes Jack Kirby.
What if Spider-Man had joined the Fantastic Four? Don't
I love
you want
that.
To know? And don't you want to be there to see it?
What if the curse of the Wendigo had infected Gambit from X-Men? Mm-hmm. So he's throwing giant playing cards this time.
What if this was the Fantastic Four and it's Spider-Man, Wolverine, Ghost Rider, and the Hulk?
And Ghost Rider and the Hulk are married! Oh, okay, I got another what if. Mm-hmm. What if the Red Skull took over Latveria?
Oh no!
He'd have diplomatic immunity just like Victor Von Doom.
Oh, God. Anyway, back to Hamilton.
Sorry, yeah.
Did you like it? Did you love it?
I did. I loved it a lot. I will say I was thrown off a little bit at first because instead of a white, you know, not a white, but a clear see-through mask to protect his off-broken nose, and there were no cornrows, and I thought, who is this guy? This isn't the Rip Hamilton that I know. And then I realized it was not Rip Hamilton. It was Alexander Hamilton, one of my favorite founding fathers.
Also, a favorite founding father?
Yeah, I have a whole friggin' team of favorite founding fathers. My Mount Rushmore of founding fathers is Alexander Hamilton, obviously. James Madison, John Jay,
who?
And Paul Revere.
Who?
John Jay, the first friggin' Supreme Court Justice of the friggin' United States, Brooke.
I don't know who that is.
Well, remember when we saw that live Comedy Central taping?
Which
in
one?
New York? We saw Bert Kreischer do his first half hour.
Mm-hmm. I love that guy.
That was in the theater at John Jay College.
Oh. Burt Kreischer.
He
guy loves to party.
Off. It was crazy.
He loves to party.
That
you know
guy
who
is
else loves to party?
Wild. Who's that?
Me.
Yeah, you do.
I love to just knock back some Jolt Colas and jump on the couch all night long while watching Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Remember when
sometimes
you
sometimes I stay up till 12:30? Oh, I love to party.
Remember when you got nuts and you did Edward Cheeto hands?
Mm-hmm.
When you have to duct tape a bag of Cheetos Puffs and a bag of Cheetos Crunchies to the other hand,
yep.
And you can't stop eating until they're empty?
I love it. I love that getting nuts. Wild. I want to get
so
nuts
dusty.
Right now.
You got so dusty.
Oh,
I've never seen you that dusty.
I love getting dust. Give me the dust, baby.
Oh, you were a friggin' dust devil that night.
That's me.
So anyway, the other thing I found really reassuring is that sometimes, you know, history and Broadway are not always totally accessible, especially to professional athletes. But I like that Lin-Manuel Miranda wore the same goatee that everybody had when we were in college in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. He sure
it
does.
Was like. It was like his goatee had been put in a time capsule just after 9/11 and attached to his body. And it definitely distracted me. I didn't think for a minute that he couldn't grow a full beard. I thought, this is a really good look.
Mm-hmm. It's a great look.
He looks super handsome, and he has a face made for the movies.
So wait, are you telling me that the Founding Fathers didn't all have, like, a goatee you would see at, like, Bonnaroo 2005?
Yeah, like, it was the kind that you and I had when we were 7.5 years mm-hmm. old. And we first started shaving.
So the Founding Fathers definitely had those goatees, right?
That is exactly what Alexander Hamilton okay. looked like in real life.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes. I also have to say, there was one song I just really didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
When he kept talking about his shot, and he wasn't going to throw away his shot.
Oh, that's the best one. That's the best song.
I didn't really get it. Was he talking about, like, his chance to box out and help a team rebound?
It means when you've got that ball in the post, the high or the low post, you got to dribble, pivot, jump hook.
I really thought that you had to throw it out to Quentin Richardson and or Rajah Bell on the perimeter.
Mm-hmm. No. It's about getting the ball and just slinging it, because no one can block your shot because you're 7 feet tall and it goes in almost every time. That was me. Wow. That was me blowing the smoke off my finger guns.
Wow, you shoot kind of like Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel.
No, I'm like Aaron Burr. I shoot like Aaron Burr because I never miss and everybody dies.
Oh, and that you did have to flee to Mexico that one time, too.
I did. I also once tried to declare the state I lived in its own country, but no, everyone just laughed at me.
Yeah, that didn't work at all. Mm-hmm. You also were an uncomfortable number two in Brooklyn.
It's
very
true.
Similar. Aaron Burr was like that in New York, too. Well, okay. Also, another song I had a question about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they talk about how he wants to be in the room where it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Does he mean the writer's room at Pixar?
Of course. Of course that's what he means. It's on Disney+.
I gotta be there with John Lasseter and Brad Bird mm-hmm. and Andrew Stanton.
I mean, I think he could
also. And Tina Fey.
I mean, I think he also could be talking, of course, about Kevin Feige's office at the MCU.
Oh, when you're plotting out Phase 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had one more other suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be the world famous Tiki Room? And he's just had like 7 or 8 Dole Whips and he's so cranked up that he just can't help himself from freestyle rapping?
Maybe. I just don't think. I think if they were talking about some of our friends in the Tiki Room, like, you know, it's hard to pick a favorite friend from the Tiki Room.
They're all so great. It was honestly kind of like a proto-Hamilton because it had such a multicultural cast.
But yeah, if you're talking about Fritz or Jose or Pierre, I think you'd mention that you were talking about magical talking birds.
I guess you're right. Jose is my favorite, if I have to pick.
I think I like Fritz.
Fritz, you know, he's got a lot of character. Okay. Well, I had one other question.
Mm-hmm.
They have a song called 10 Dual Commandments, and honestly, you and I have had our own 10 Dual Commandments that are very different from these.
Mm-hmm. Rule number one, shirtless.
That's how it has to be. Mm-hmm. Shirts versus skins? No way.
Skins versus skins.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number two, same caliber of Nerf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've got the same weapon where you can't have somebody rapid firing. Also, that extends to super soakers as well.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks if one person has hoarded the one backpack. Brooke?
Hey, what can I say? Rule number three, of course, is, wet willies are allowed, but tickling is not.
Yeah, it's true. And that goes for everybody. You should extend that rule to your own home, being ticklish is something that you're born with and you can't condition your way away from. It's not fair, and it's not an equal test of strength. It's like winning a game on a technical foul because someone doesn't have their friggin' shirt tucked in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rule number 4, no blood, no foul.
Oh,
pretty simple, obvious, self-explanatory.
Obvious one.
Yeah.
Rule number 3. What number are we on?
We're on 5.
Rule 5. Oh, okay. That is, the floor is only lava if both parties agree that the floor is lava.
You can't unilaterally declare it as lava. Rule 6 is a corollary to that rule. Once base has been declared, you can't redraw something else as base. There's just one base until, you know, the round is over and or someone is bleeding and or crying.
Mm-hmm. Rule number 4. Seven? Where am I?
I don't know. You weren't in class at Stanford.
No, that's why I was so intrigued by the history of Hamilton. Because at Stanford, they told me I didn't have to go to class as long as the ball went in the hoop. And the ball kept going in the hoop, if you know what I mean.
Wow, you didn't even go to your free poetry seminar where you got a freaking A just for signing the attendance sheet.
Nope.
They told me you got to occupy that lane 24/7, whether you're setting a screen or setting up a PowerPoint presentation, because somehow you're the TA in 3 of your friggin' classes. I also had to occupy the lane at the lecture hall. I didn't sit in a friggin' desk the whole time at Stanford.
I went to a history class on day 1, and I told them. I was like, I only know about a few wars.
Uh-huh.
Star.
Uh-huh.
Infinity.
Right.
Civil. And not the one between the North and the South, you freaking dorks.
Oh my God, you didn't even learn about the Revolutionary War?
Nah, the only revolution I know is the Three-Point Revolution, which I'm a huge part of, baby!
Well, I mean,
7-footers can drain it from deep!
Have you looked at your own friggin' stats, Brooke?
I'm having a down year, I get it, it's fine.
I started putting them up this year too, it's rules. I love it, I feel the freedom of it. You're shooting 29.6%, but look who's running up your tail, buddy. It's Robin freaking Lopez shooting 34.4%, 1.6 attempts. I'm making it rain like I'm a Native American shaman.
All right.
Storm from the X-Men. That was a better example.
Where were we? Oh, dual rules.
Dual rule number 7.
Mm-hmm. If you have a gun, It has to be the one where the flag comes out and says bang. It cannot have BBs in it.
That's true. It's got to say bang. No BBs. No paintballs. Mm-hmm. Who likes to paintball anyway?
Tim Duncan.
It's just a way to... Oh, gosh. That's because he doesn't have any really cool commemorative limited edition t-shirts or any replica jerseys from the movies Hoosiers, Space Jam, or the Sixth Man.
He does have that Punisher car, though. I want it so bad.
Yeah, he has a Punisher car. Wait, is he 12?
I think he might be.
That's why he was 21. It was 12 backwards, because he's a secret cop. Mm-hmm. But that's why he has that Punisher tattoo on his inner thigh.
What about,
Oh, okay, commandment number 8. This is a really important one in the duel. You have to count all the way to 10. You can't stop at 9 just because that's the number of Star Wars movies, and then you shoot your brother in the back of the shoulder with a dart.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, you should probably count Rogue One as canon, but not Solo, a Star Wars story.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen Kennedy ruined everything.
Oh, we're never going to be able to have a friggin' authentic duel ever again.
All right, and then, of course, number 9. If one is going to throw food, they have to scream, "Food fight!" first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important. And also, number 10, you can't all call Hawkeye. if it's Hawkeye versus Bullseye, it's just not fair. Mm-hmm. It has to be. You can't have a Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. It's an unfair advantage in pretending and reality, and you have to be accurate to the comics and the MCU, or else what are you friggin' doing? Mm-hmm. I want to address one thing that I had a little bit of a problem with in Hamilton.
Sure.
Some of the historical accuracy was really not up to par.
What?
Yeah, for example, the Reynolds pamphlet.
What is that?
It's the one where Hamilton got accused of adultery and published a friggin' pamphlet explaining himself. But that wasn't really the reason for his downfall. It was because of his criticism of John Adams before the controversial election of 1800.
Whoa!
Where tried to rig things.
Are you saying Disney's lying about history?
Well, I think that they... Well, I don't know. I have trouble because there were also some very problematic elements of Pocahontas that I didn't want to bring up to you.
That was true!
It was pretty... I just feel like the power dynamic and the racial dynamic were very uncomfortable in that story. Pocahontas
Stop
was like freaking 11.
Stop saying it! No, I don't want to hear these
also,
things.
Also, speaking of Native Americans,
Stop it.
Alexander Hamilton, he was really complicit in the genocide.
No, stop it.
It was like he treated the Native Americans like James Dolan treats the Knicks.
No, Disney would never lie to me.
Also, did you know that Hamilton engaged in a secret military plot against the Continental Congress?
No, why would I know this? Stop it.
It was a real locker room lawyer.
This is hurting my brain.
Also, when you think about it.
No, Robin,
really,
you need to stop.
A lot of his transgressions, he was very harsh on the people in the Whiskey Rebellion. He kind of disrespected
that?
The
what
troops,
is a
honestly.
Whiskey Rebellion?
And
is
honestly, if
like,
you think about it, some of the things that Alexander Hamilton did for the banking reform system, they're still freaking present. Because a lot of this country's entrenched plutocratic elite basically are still surfing on the power that the founding fathers
freaking gave
them.
What are you talking about? This is not a movie review. This is... you're trying to burst my bubble and hurt all my dreams?
I don't
Tell
know.
Me
I mean,
Disney would lie to me? I hate you, Robin.
Sorry, sometimes I forget that I got a freaking master's degree in U.S. history. You know? I mean, the real reason was I just wanted to find out the truth about Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, and it kind of got out of control.
All right.
You know, I have all those first edition Ron Chernow biographies and all those Edwin Morrises that were study worn. You know, like merch from his real freaking library.
I don't know
I got
any word you're saying.
Remember when I put on that game-worn Ken Burns cardigan?
Who?
Also, Shelby Foote is hashtag canceled, just for the record.
All right, we need to...
You know, we got to wrap
brain.
This up.
No, we need to talk
hurting
about
my
one other thing.
Too. Oh, sorry, but... I just think that we need to recognize these elements before they turn it into an animated series.
How are we going to trick Adam Silver into letting us go to Disneyland? Disney World.
Okay, I got a couple of ideas.
Okay.
One involves my close love-hate relationship with the mascot community of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I've convinced our weird owners, Mark Lazary and Wes Edens, mm-hmm. into lobbying for a mascot exception in the bubble.
Mm.
I've agreed to forego my own girlfriend and dog visiting in exchange for each team getting a mascot rep. Then we get an extra-sized one that you and I can still fit in, even in our freakishly large size.
Is it like a horse? Do I have to be the back of the horse?
No, we each get our own costume because otherwise
God.
We wouldn't be able to go on the ride.
I don't want to smell your freaking farts.
Oh, man. It'd be really stinky, too, because my diet in quarantine has not been responsible. Lots of beans, lots of cheese, lots of huevos rancheros.
Okay, so here is my idea.
Okay.
So what I've been doing is I've been replaying all of the Metal Gear Solid games to practice my stealth abilities to sneak around Adam Silver.
Wow.
And so what I think we should do is get two large cardboard boxes.
Uh-huh.
Get under them and just move very, very slowly, and no one will be able to see us. And when their awareness indicators fill all the way up, we know to stop moving.
Oh, that's really good. I think that's really fantastic. Here's the other thing I'm thinking. I've been watching the Apple Dumpling Gang series quite a bit.
Of course.
And what I think we need to do is ride along in an old mine cart in Disney World. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, we will be causing a fair amount of havoc, but in the same way that gambler Russell Donovan, played by Bill Bixby, managed to make his way through that crazy town, we'll be able to make it through all the rides, and we can really use our fast passes to the greatest extent. Sorry, I was getting a call from my girlfriend. She already reserved me a friggin' fast pass. It's really great.
Okay, I had another plan.
Yeah.
What if we just corner that little nerd and pound his ass until he lets us go?
Yeah, he can't do anything. He weighs like friggin' 90 pounds.
Look at him. He looks like Skeletor. And we're a couple of He-Men.
We're going to treat him just like Alexander Hamilton treated his opponents in the Federalist Papers.
I don't know what that means. All right. In summation. Wow, that's a big word. Maybe this learning is helping me. Did we like Hamilton? Yes, we did.
Yeah, we friggin' loved it.
Freaking loved it. Are we gonna beat Adam Silver senseless until he lets us ride Splash Mountain? You better believe it.
That chump is going down.
Back to you, Sean and Joey.
Yeah.
That one had a lot of twists and turns, I gotta say.
I'm glad they're excited for the bubble. It seems like a lot of players have the opposite attitude of those maniacs.
Mm-hmm. They're going to ride Splash Mountain, though.
I was saying they're absolutely going to ride Splash Mountain. They're going to, I think they, I've heard them say on some of the outtakes, when, you know how, just to give you guys a little look behind the curtain, the shows they submit to us are probably 2.5 times longer than mm-hmm. the ones you hear, because mm-hmm. there's so much just roughhousing and name calling.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that comes up a lot is their constant argument about whether Space Mountain is faster at Disney World or
yeah.
Disney.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, when we release, I guess like the box set of Broken Robin at the movies, there will be literally 2.5 hours of them arguing and fighting about just that one topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sean, that's our show.
It is.
Sean, do you have anything to plug?
I got an article about the Lakers. I got a thing about weird sports injuries coming out. And then I have a list of the my most surprising and disappointing NBA players of the season.
Great. As for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where I still have... Oh, I tweeted on July 5th. It was an Instagram yes. link of me in front of a waterfall and me saying, going to the ends of the earth to practice social distancing. So Frankie Muniz is alive, thank God. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's all buy a freaking t-shirt, baby.
How does a gangly, big man, son of a Cuban and a swimmer, enrolled in college in Palo Alto at Stanford, picking up knowledge on a scholarship athletic, succeeding while his brother is pathetic, second to none, a second son, a Phoenix Sun, had length like the Cornet, talent was still dormant, passed up by Marcin Gordon, traded to the Hornets, playing with AD, showed his talent was enormous. And every day in the lane, he'd set screens and shoot a J. They'd push and shove, he'd hold his ground and keep his hands up. At home, he'd write comics and practice at his stand-up. And then he went to the Northwest and lit Portland up. Then the Blazers drafted Dame in a playoff run game. Dame Dolla beat the Rockets with a shot that was insane. Then Ella May left and Portland got dunked up brain. Robin went to the Knicks to support Carmelo's game. Well, they sent him to the Bulls cause he hated his brother's pet. Got caught in the crossfire of D-Wade and Rhonda's vets. Then Moylan took over and he stopped giving a fuck. And he ended up on the Bucks. What's your name? My name's Robin, I'm a Lopez twin. And I know every word that's in Frozen. And I've got a championship to win. Just you wait, just you wait. You know, Adam Silver's never gonna stop us from going to Disney World. Never. Me and my brother Brooke are gonna ride every ride. We don't care about the bubble.
And Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
What?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.